CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Scott Maiman, CBS News, in Brisbane, Queensland, Australia. We go immediately to Scott's memories of the attack on Washington and New York, 9/11/2001. And then we'll go to my memory for an attack launched in Scott's part of the world in September 2002. Scott, a very good day to you. Where were you and what were your first thoughts when you learned about planes going into the World Trade Center? Good evening.
G'day, John. Yeah, it's one of those moments you will always remember where you were when that significant news event happened. 20 years ago this weekend, I was working in Kansas City, Missouri at the time at a radio station I was news director at. I was working the afternoon shift, but of course in the morning, having breakfast, TV's on, listening to the radio, and came across the report of a light aircraft that had crashed into the building. Everybody thought, oh, what a tragedy. Pilot must have had a heart attack or something. It was a beautiful, clear day in New York City. Of course, watching it, and I suddenly saw a little blip on the screen, which I thought, gee, that police helicopter is pretty close to the second tower. Of course, we now know it wasn't a police helicopter. It was the second aircraft that went in, and we saw the explosion, and of course, we just knew something was horribly wrong. I did a bit of low flying into the radio station immediately, and what started off as a beautiful day, not just New York City, but also in Kansas City where I was, became this marathon news event for us all. Very little sleep was had by myself and my colleagues at the group of radio stations trying to pass on what information we could. A very tragic day. I did lose a colleague of mine in the Twin Towers attack. So it is very heartfelt for me. I've now come back to Australia since then, but it's still very much a personal event to me. I will always stop and mark the occasion myself.
A little more than a year later, I was working an evening broadcast in New York City when news came very late that night. I can't remember how, from your part of the world, October of 2002, the Bali bombings. What did that mean to Australia? Where were you when you heard about the Bali bombings?
Again, I was in Kansas City. I was still working in the United States at the time when word got through. And again, it was a personal matter because my brother-in-law was there in Kuta at the time. Fortunately, he had left that establishment just 1 hour prior to the explosion. 200 people killed, 88 of them were from Australia, including a football team. And as you know, Australia loves its footy. That was an incredibly shocking event for us all. And it was 1 year later, almost, to mark the occasion from September 11 that it became Australia's own September 11 event because we lost so many Australians in that attack.
Now we come to 2021 because there are too many challenges. We cannot pause. The lockdown, when last we spoke, Sydney, Queensland, Victoria, and Australia were in lockdown. So was New Zealand. There is the positive news, if I understand it correctly, that parts of New South Wales are to be released from lockdown when they meet a certain metric. What is that, Scott?
It's a little bit confusing because you've got New South Wales, you've got the city of Sydney, and of course you've got all the various states that have shut down their borders. So it's very confusing, but basically New South Wales still having high rates of infections coming through on a daily basis. However, regional New South Wales, which is the state where Sydney's capital city is, they are showing great signs of improvement with infection rates declining. So the lockdown for some of the regional parts of New South Wales will be eased as of this weekend, which is great for a lot of people. They can go out and about and do what they need to do in the community. It's sort of like day release from prison because it has been a prison for so many people.
The lockdowns easing means that people will be going back to commerce, but not for all of Australia. As I recall, each governor, each governance has its own rules. You're in Queensland. What is the expectation of you being released from lockdown? Because you have almost no cases.
Well, we are out of lockdown. We have great liberties which we can enjoy. We've got to wear a mask when we're in public still. The restrictions, if you may recall, when we talked about the lockdown, you were not allowed to go more than 3 miles from your home. Things like that. You couldn't travel. You couldn't do anything. At least in Queensland, where I am, we've got our liberties back. We're allowed to travel, but we still cannot cross the border into New South Wales. That is despite the lockdowns easing because, as you correctly stated, it's up to the governance of each particular state as to how they handle the pandemic crisis. And the decision by the state of Queensland is that the borders will remain shut indefinitely.
Scott, a week ago, I believe your prime minister said that we were going to have to learn to live with the virus, Delta. Mm. Now, we're facing the same challenge. We have tens of thousands of cases routinely here and burden on hospitalization and way too many deaths. But learning to live with COVID-19 Delta is also part of the conversation. What has happened in the intervening week from this prime minister's remarks? How is that being interpreted? Live with it.
It's quite interesting because that was not the mantra that was put to the Australian public a few weeks ago. We were all about eliminating the COVID pandemic and the virus, the Delta virus, the variant. Whereas about a week ago, it all changed. And I think it has to do with the decision that once 80% of the population in Australia is vaccinated, then they will open up because they feel like that's enough protection. We've got to get commerce back in. We can't keep Australia closed to the rest of the world. It's affecting so many businesses and so many people's lives as well. So the feeling is that once we reach 80% of the Australian population vaccinated, then they're going to pretty much open up and let it rip.
You have a wonderful story about Father's Day in Australia, which was within these last days. What can you tell us?
It was a beautiful day. I can tell you, as I just mentioned about lockdown between the two states, Queensland and New South Wales, families over the past couple of months have been separated. Father's Day just passed here in Australia, a beautiful scene on the border between Queensland and New South Wales. Fathers who'd been separated because they had to work on the other side of the border were reunited with their wives and children at the border. Now, keep in mind, there's a proper block. There are concrete barricades up. There are plastic separation areas. But the families got together, and instead of police issuing tickets for the breach of the Health Act, they were issuing masks and turning a blind eye to what was happening. It was just a beautiful day.
Finally, Scott, there's a rumor here that something's happened in Australia that is extraordinary. There's said, it's a rumor only, that there's a limit to the booze you can order for takeout. is there credibility to this rumor, or is it just a way of teasing Australia?
I'm sorry to say that it is true. And as you know, Australia, we love to have a drink, but to be limited to just 6 bottles of beer in a delivery while you're in lockdown, it's blasphemous, really, here in Australia. But unfortunately, yes, there has been a limit put in place because simply the sheer volume of orders that are taking place for people on lockdown, the supply can't meet up with the demand. So they've had to place limitations on it.
Are you out of beer? Are you actually out of beer?
Not where I am. I can assure you I have a safe supply tucked away in my basement. But there are lockdown areas, particularly in Melbourne and Sydney, where there have been limitations placed on beer. But we do like a drink, and to have this limitation put on us, You just have to shake your head at that. In Australia, it just doesn't happen.
Scott Maiman, CBS News, Brisbane, Queensland, Australia. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bash.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.